We are learning Mesechus Erevin, Daf Yud Tes Amud Aleph, and we are beginning on top of the Omid, Om Rav Yiri Ben Elazar, continuing more memories of Rav Yiri Ben Elazar. Om Rav Yiri Ben Elazar, Bara Eish Loikim Yiris Bekaris Baruch Hu, Midas Basav Adam. The ways of Bekaris Baruch Hu are not like the Midas, like the ways of the Basav Adam, of a human person. Midas Basav Adam, if it's Chayiv Odom Arigal Malchus, if his person does something wrong, it's Chayiv to be killed. Matilin Lo Chaka L'Soich Piv. The government has to put something into his mouth, kaviyach, like, you know, a muscle, that to close up his mouth. Why? This like kalas hamelech. He shouldn't curse the melech when he's going to get killed. He's going to curse the melech and say, "You said you did the wrong din. It's not true." And he curses his fate that he was slated for misa, for being killed. Midas Kadosh Baruch Hu, Odom is chayev hariga lemakom. Shoysik is quiet. Shenem lechod do misila. He's quiet. And the Mashal explains the reason is, when a boss of Adam is chayiv hariga tana malchus, first of all, he holds that he was wrongly, it's not justified. He has one taina. And taina number two is, he doesn't care to be mekal. He's getting killed anyway. The melech can't do anything to him anyway. So he's looking loose to mekal the melech, to curse the melech. Mashiach and Karish Baruch Hu are two things. First of all, Hashem, everything he does is just. Everything is perfect. And also, if he's mekal, he'll still get einish. He's not done. Hashem still has a shlita of him. Regular machus means for a guy. Let's say the yid is the kodesh baruch. No, kodesh baruch. Gives einish to someone. Kodesh baruch gives einish to someone. That means, but kodesh baruch, not bezdin. No, kodesh baruch gives einish to someone. There, he knows that it's 100% true. And therefore, he justifies the din. And number two is, he doesn't want to makal because he still can get einish for that. It's still open, the case, because Hashem still has kayach afterwards. Like the Mashal says, "Mi Kadosh Baruch Hu einem aharad v'vad yofa chayvu gam yori milakalel." He's also scared to curse. Kivin shegam akhari gosu yochel oid la unshav v'din gehenim. L'kein shoysik. That's why he's quiet. And the Gemara goes back to Darshan's pasuk about what he does when he's chayiv. Oynish Takarish Baruch Hu. His first was quiet. Chodem Yosila. V'le Oy Elosha Meshabeach. Shenema Tehila. He thanks Hashem like Elosha Tehila. Elosha praising Hashem. V'le Oy Elosha Doim V'le Kilu Makar of Carbon. He looks at it that this Oynish is Kilu is being Makar of Carbon. Shenema, like it says in the pasuk, Ulochal Yeshulam Neda. He looks at it as he's paying in Neda. That's he looks at the Oynish. Hainu Dor Meshum V'levi. Ma'idach Siv. What's found the pasuk in? The Pasuk in Tehillim, I think it is. Yeah, Pasuk in Tehillim says, "Oyvrei be'emek habacha, mayin yishesu, gam brachos yad tamayra." The Gemara is a darshan's whole Pasuk. "Oyvrei elu b'le'adam sh'ayvah ha'atzen shal Kadosh Baruch Hu." This Pasuk is referring to people who are over on the rotten of Kadosh Baruch Hu, they do averis. "Emek sh'mamikim lehem gehenim." It says, "Be'emek habacha," that they make themselves, "mikim lehem gehenim" means they make themselves a deep spot in gehenim. They make themselves a spot in gehenim. "Habacha shebeichin amayir demayis," they cry about their fate of going to gehenim. "Kemayin shal shisim," like the mayin, like the spring, the water of the shisim. Shisim is the things that were under the mizbeach, that's where they put the mayim and the yayin, the wine and the water that they poured by the mizbeach. And gam brachis yatamayresh matzdikim lehs din. But the pasuk says then that the matzdikim was din. They say it's justify the din that they got. When you do good, when you do din, it's good. When you give schus, yofa chayavas. When you do chayav, it's good. Yofa the kant of gehenim rishom. And it was a good thing to have gehenim for rishom to give them kapara garedl and tzadikim. So the matzdik is adin. That's the pasuk says. Pasuk says that when a person gets an einish from Kadosh Baruch Hu, his matzdik alav is adin, and he prays Hashem for that. Freit the Gemara, ain't he? Is that true? Varam shem alakish rishon. I feel a pischa shel gehenim in chayz b'tshuva. Rishon, even on the doorstep of gehenim, they're not chayz b'tshuva. Shem says in pasuk, but yotzuv ro pigri anoshim apayshim bi. I saw these people who were payshim bi. Pigri usually means like the dead bodies of the payshim bi. And it says in the pasuk there that they get burnt, ve'isham le'sichba, and the fire doesn't stop. And it says in the pasuk, ha'poshim bi. And the Gemara darshan's ha'poshim bi sounds like they are still doing averis. She'poshle never said that they did averis. El ha'poshim, it's not a past tense, it's present tense. El ha'poshim, she'poshim v'holchim lo'olam. They keep on doing averis. And it sounds like even b'shas, when they're getting to go into Gehenim, they're still not doing tshuva. So we just finished saying now that when they go to get the oynish, they're mat the gloves are then. And they all now are saying that they're poishim, that they keep on doing averis, they keep on being connected to Hashem. So what's pshat? Stira. Like Hasha, how poishishavim. That we said the mastic of sin that justify the din, the oynish, that's by a poish Yisrael, shom of Klal Yisrael. But the goyim who are shom, they keep on doing averis even after they're in Gehenim. The Bali Musa all talk like, how could it be that while they're in Gehenim, they're already the Olam Emes? How can they do averis? They know what the truth already. So the way the answer is that there is something called yadiya. Even though it's yadiya, you still could do something. Example, they don't give us example. Example, let's say someone knows smoking is no good. He still smokes. What do you mean? He knows it's no good. Teretz is because he has a she'ifa for it. So Rishon, the whole life, they have a she'ifa for no good. So even after, in the elements, they still have the same she'ifa. And even if they know it's not good, they still want to do it. They still want to do it. And that's the pshat, why there's such an idea of poishim, even the elements. But the Gemara is saying, that's the Afka poishim v'chavim. My poishim Yisrael, there they do tshuva, b'shas, the misa and the justify the din. Hachina mistavra. It's mistavra to say this pasuk of a yotzu ra pigra anoshim that says the isham loy sichpe that they burn up, and that pasuk is mistavra talking about poishay of the chavim. What's the raya? Talking about goyim. What's the raya? Then we can't kasha rashlakas or rashlakas. Because if not, to be a kasha rashlakas or rashlakas. Don't rashlakas. Poishay Yisrael ain't arga henim shlatis bahem. Yisraelim who do avera, the arga henim does not really. Hurts them, it doesn't burn them. What's the Kavachayim? Kavachayim Mizbeach Azov. Ma Mizbeach Azov, that was the Mizbeach that was in the Heichel. That's where you brought the Keteris every day. She'ena lov ela ka'ive dinner Zov. The top is only like the thickness of a coin, of a gold coin. Omad Kamashonim, for a lot of years they brought Keteris in it, they burnt Keteris in it, lo shalta by Ar. And the Ar did not damage it. Poishi Yisrael. That's why Mizbeach Azov is very thin. Poishim Yisrael, Shemalei Mitzvahs Karimoin, Poishim Yisrael, that are full of mitzvahs like a pomegranate, Shemalei Kepalach Harima Rakosech, Omer Shlokosh, what does that mean? Al Tikre Rakosech, El Rei Kosech, the empty ones are for you. Shafilu Rekonim Shemalei Mitzvahs, they're full of mitzvahs Karimoin. Alachas Kamakama, for sure, the fire won't damage them. Madach, a little thin coin, like the Mizbeach Azov. The H doesn't do anything to them. Avada, the Poish Yisrael, full of mitzvah screamoin, the fire will not hurt them. The pasuk says, v'isham le'sichba. It says by Poishim, it says, v'isham le'sichba. It says, no, that's talking about a guy, and this is talking about a yid. So being a raya, that the pasuk of Rav Pigri Anoshim says, our Poishim be, and in that pasuk it says, the fire won't stop, that's talking about a guy. And, but by a yid, first of all, the fire doesn't have an effect on them, l'shaltabem, and they also do tshuva. If you tell me the fire has no effect on them, so what's pshat in the pasuk of Eimek Habacha? They go down deep into Gehenna and they're crying about it. What's pshat? It sounds like over there they get burnt up in Gehenna. Those people, that happened, that they're crying when they found out the chayav in Gehenna. After they go to Gehenim, after the Avram Avinu goes and brings them out. Besides, Bar Yisrael Shabbat Vasev Chavim the Moshkar Losoy Lo Vashkulei. Besides, for Yisrael who marries a goy, a goya, and the Moshkar Losoy that he's trying to show he's not a yid, and therefore he's not recognized by Avram Avinu, and there he will not be taken out of Gehenim. And the pshat is because this person is trying to really assimilate. Not only that, even his children will be goyim. He's married to a goy. So there, Avram does not recognize him and will not take him out of Gehenna. So this whole thing is gebayt on, this whole shakatari on, that poishim be means that he keeps on doing averis. The person who goes to Gehenna keeps on doing averis. Because poishim is lashon present. And present was saying, not past, present in the present. A word that means means present means that it keeps on going. Mask of Rakana Hashta Dara Poishim the Pashivas, that means it keeps on doing Averis. El Miata the Chsiv Hamoitzi Vamala. The Pasuk says that Hashem Hamoitzi Eschem Eretz Mitzrayim Liaschem Lekim Ani Hashem. Hamoitzi, don't say that he was Moitzi Oi. It says Hamoitzi, it sounds like a present. And it says Hamala, and Kiani Hashem Hamala Eschem Eretz Mitzrayim. Is Hashem still taking Eschem Mitzrayim? The Masuk of Mapiku? Ella means the Asik Avik means he did take us out. Talking about Poishim was the Pashu they did a Avera. So it's the whole Drasha really is not 100% Raya. That's what Rav Kana is tying into the whole thing. But Al Kaponim, that's what comes out from the Gemara, that the Poish Yisrael, they are the Chod Miyasila, they justified it in, and they get taken out by Avraham Avinu. And as a Shaila, hey, learn the Pasuk, a Poish be, if the Rishams keep on doing Averis, keep on doing what they were doing, even after they get the Gehenna. There are three openings to Gehenna in this world. Echa b'midbar, one's in the midbar, echa b'yam, one is in the ocean, in the rivers, echa b'yishlaim, and one is in Yishlaim. B'midbar, the Chassid says in the Pasuk, v'yeridu heim v'chol ha'ashalahem chayim shoyle. It's Pasuk Tomar, Kairach, says they will go down and everything they have, chayim shoyle, alive to Gehenna. So you see there was a hole in the midbar, going straight to Gehenna. There's a door to Gehenna there. By Yam Nechsev, it says in the Pasuk, by Yoina. When Beten Sha'ol Shavati Shemata Kaili. And he calls it Beten Sha'ol. He calls it from the depth of Sha'ol, which is Gehenna. So you see, there's an opening to Gehenna also in the Yam, in the water. And Bishlaim Nechsev, Nu'um Hashem Asha'or Loi B'tzion, V'tanu Loi B'shlaim. What does that mean? Tanu Be'er Avishmael Asha'or Loi B'tzion Zu Gehenna. So you see, in Yerushalayim, there's a doorway to Gehenna. Suleka, is there now a fourth doorway to Gehenna? V'amar Rav Miriam, Amar Rav Shulam Levi, Amar Lo Tana Rabbi Miriam, B'dbei Rav Yechem Zakei, Shtei Tamaris, there are two palm trees, Yesh, B'gei Ben Hennem, in the valley of Ben Hennem. V'oil Oshav Mneim, and the smoke going up between these two palm trees, V'zui Shishaninu, and this is what it says in the Mishnah, Mesek L'sukkah, Tzini Harabarzal K'sheris, that the lulavim of Harabarzal K'sheris is going on these type of lulavim. V'zui Pesach Shehenim, this is the Pesach Shehenim. So you see in this price, so it says, that there's an opening of Gehenna. So the Kasha is, Gar Rashi says, when it says, B'debei Rav Yechim Zakai, Rasha is like, it's like a brisa shenisteru beis v'drasha ke'ein tesefta shesider achir ve'erisha. Like a veichem v'zake has own tesefta. That's where it comes from. So it says v'zu pisa shel gehenim. So you have a fourth opening. No, dima ha'ini Yerushalayim. This valley of gehenim. This is the valley that we're saying that there's an opening in Yerushalayim. Meant this valley. Like right outside the old walls of old Yerushalayim is a big valley. Some say that's this valley. There are seven names to Gehenna, and none of those seven are the word Gehenna. Ve'elohein, Sha'ol is one, Ve'avdoin two, Be'er-Shachas is three, Bar Sha'ol is four, Ve'tit-Ayavon is five, Ve'tzalmovis is six, Ve'eretz-Atachtis is seven. Seven names. And the Mar brings it right from Psukkim to these seven names. Besides, Eretz-Atachtis, which we'll say is a Kabbalah. Sha'ol, Dechsev, and Beten Sha'ol Shavati, Shemat HaKarli. See, the Pasuk is called Sha'ol. Avdoin, Dechsev, Ha'yisupu, Ve'kevich Hastecha. After the person dies, the munoscha is ba'avdoin. See, avdoin is called is Gehenna. Be'er shachas loy sazoiv nafshi l'shoil loy sitich hasdech l'ir shachas. See, shachas and be'er shachas, same thing. Shachas is Gehenna. Mabar shoyin uteta yav nachziv va'yaleini mabar shoyin va'yaleini mabar shoyin uteta yavain. That's impossible. You see, both those things are Gehenna. Whereas the Tachtis, the seventh one is Gemaruhu. That's the Kabbalah, that's what Gehenna is called. Big Gemara of Suleka, that's the only name. Vayikah Gehenna, the name Gehenna. And for the Gemara, the Gehenna is not a real name of Gehenna. It means two things. It means, the way Mashal learns, it's two things. It means two things. First of all, Gai Shamuka. First of all, it's a Gai Shamuka Begehenim. It's a deep valley in the place called Gehenim. And also, Shakol Yorid Loil Iske Hinam. Chinam. Iske Chinam or Iske Hinam. That everyone goes there. Iske Hinam means on Znus. People do Znus, land up there. That's what comes from the word Gehenim. So that's not a riot, because that just means something. Veika Tifta. Tifta also means Gehenim. Chsiv Ki Oroch Ma'esmol Tifta. Ahu, also, that also just coming to. It's a simon to mean something. Ahu shekal mespata b'yitzra yiposham. Whoever gets convinced by Yitzhahara will land up there. Tifta is also being convinced, then he'll land up there. What about Gan Eden? Amar Shlokish in Beretz Yisrael. If it's Eretz Yisrael, so the one name is on Gan Eden only has one door. Gehenna has three doors. Gan Eden has one door. What's the pshat? There's different pshatim in the Achrayim. What's the pshat? So Gan Eden or Shlokish in Beretz Yisrael. Who Beis Shan? It's in Beis Shan. Pizchai. We know the Ramban and Chumash says that Gan Eden is a place in this world. It's not in the next world. It's in this world. Gan Eden is in this world. That's where all the reason was planted, was put in Gan Eden. So Gan Eden, where is it? Ramban and Chumash in Beretz Yisrael. Who Beis Shan? Pischa. It's the doorway isn't based Shaon. Vim Ravia, if it's an Aravia based Gram Pischa. The place called based Gram is the Pesach. And Ben Ahiras, who, if it's between the rivers, which is in Babel, the Muskin Pischa. The place the Muskin is the Pesach. And the Gemara says that in Babel, the different places that they said the pair is very good. Babel, Abaye Mishtabech, a pair of the Mav Eva Yamina. In Babel, Abaye is Mishtabech, the pair is of Eva Yamina on the right side of the river. Because the river Pras or the Chodekel is the Paris are good. Rabbi Shabbat compared to Harpanya. The Paris and Harpanya are very good. That's what he said.